sleeping in my mom's room. Okay.
Decent way to start it off, I guess.
Yeah, no.
Okay, we're talking about One Piece manga. Okay. Oh, no, you were talking about something else. I was talking about reading One Piece, and then you were starting to talk about Denver.
I like One Piece.
You were talking about... I love One Piece.
I hate One Piece, dude, honestly. Well, I have never. But...
Okay, so he's got stretchy arms, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so I feel like, was it Cartoon Network?
But much more than stretchy arms. Play on? He's made of rope.
So I remember seeing episodes as a kid on
Toonami. Yeah, right. On Cartoon Network, yeah.
Right. I seen clips of a lot of shit on there. Dude, yeah. There's... Okay, I'll go back to it. But...
Tsunami's lit.
I only saw a couple episodes, no context of what's going on, but I just seen it on Netflix, I think, right? The One Piece? Like, they got it...
Oh, yeah, One Piece on Netflix now. Yeah.
And I was
considering... I can't watch it, makes me want to beat off.
I was considering watching it again. That's another... Okay.
Whole other topic, which is fair, but Nami's... You have the orange hair and the titties and the weather staff.
But you guys are saying don't even watch it.
There's just so much, bro.
I mean, so I wouldn't...
There's so much episodes, so much... There's so
I
so
don't
long.
Know how One Piece forever. Is on TV, because I only read it. And that's probably why I like it so much, because I haven't really seen it on TV. I watched, like, 3 episodes on there, and then, like I said, I was like, all right, I'm just going to go beat off. This isn't that great. Like, it's not bad, but I'm more or less, it's, she puts me in a very hentai mood. It's phenomenal. And so, the manga itself was a completely different vibe. I read, like, the first, like, 900 books of the manga, which I thought was fucking phenomenal. And probably because it didn't have any of the filler in it, I guess.
So you're down for the manga, too?
I that's love, why? Yeah,
like,
I
so it's just, like, a different, manga, it's a different writing style. Like, it's not a book.
Yeah.
It's a manga.
Because he'd be, like...
It's pacing.
He can, like, bite off his... He can, like, bite into his thumb and then blow air into his rubber body. And become, like, the ultimate rubber death machine, basically.
Luffy.
And because he's rubber as well, nothing really does shit to him. Because at the end, he is rubber. So he can get shot with cannonballs and sniper bullets. And that's it. And just, like, just, he can't be, like, killed, practically. So he's, like, one of the 7 Pirate King gods. That's what he becomes, because he eats a berry as a child he wasn't supposed to.
Oh,
because he's berries. Always been a rule breaker.
Also, Black Clover is very
good. And he beats the fuck out of his brother, who's actually a Pirate King god, but didn't really have as much respect for his little bro as he should. So then he was like, rubber fuck! And just... But his brother is a fire god. He's like, so cool.
So is the story, like, all of it good, or...
In my opinion. Because it follows, like, 7 different characters. Like, it's Luffy, the Rubber Pirate King. The Rubber Pirate King. But then it's... Nami, this hot chick with a magical fucking, like, weather staff that is also his, like, homie and a bounty hunter who's with him. But she has her own little backstory that's very, like, Black Widow-ish, you know? And then there's Sanji, I think, was the one with the legs. And he's a chef. And he's the greatest kicker in the world. And also a pervert. And it's very comedy because the entire series is him hitting on Nami and then just roundhouse kicking entire armies at a time. It's phenomenal. He's got, like, the fastest legs in the South. And then there's Zoro. And Zoro is the greatest swordsman of all time.
Yeah, Zoro's pretty sick, bro. Zoro's
and normally just does 2 swords. But most of the time, he fights with a sword in his mouth, too.
What would you call that? Because it's not anime anymore.
What? One Piece?
Yeah. Like, the name, like,
it's just manga.
Yeah. But
it's just Japanese manga.
Is it just Japanese, like, art? Because I fuck with, like the storylines.
Yeah, because...
Anime differently than I do other things. Like, it's its own vibe.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it's got a lot of those qualities to it. And it is an anime. But I just don't know what to call... What Naruto, what One Piece, what are they?
Because
it's anime, bro.
Yeah.
Anime.
But anime can exist in a manga, you're saying?
The manga is turned into an anime.
The manga is the anime, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anime.
Anime would not exist without manga, bro.
Technically, the...
No, but it's, like, all the same shit.
No, they're two different words.
It is.
Oh, it's...
But I was...
The words Japanese are different stuff. Because it's
just Japanese stuff.
It's just their
stuff.
Culture, bro, right. Yeah.
It's just culture.
Art style.
Right.
Anime is... Animated manga.
I manga know the is, writing style.
Yeah,
is
manga the is Japanese comics.
Okay.
That's why there's 2 separate words for it. Technically, they are the same exact fucking thing.
Right.
It's just, anime is animated manga.
It's just the way the stories comics. Are told, like, the
Jesus Christ, I think. I don't know, the
characters, I love that shit.
Yeah, and I think that's just Japanese culture, how it's so different than just American TV shows in the fucking first place.
Right. Because I put, like, Kingdom Hearts in that in terms of, like, just the, again, the characters and shit like
you
that.
Definitely
like,
can. Yeah,
and the, there is a manga. Right.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying, I'd be down to read it, especially if there's no filler and shit like that.
Retarded Fox.
That sounds...
literally what he is. He's Retarded Fox. Would you like to get a hot ice cream?
Mm. But yeah, dude, I mean, I definitely recommend, like, you know, Black Clover is good, My Hero is good, Mob Psycho is really good.
Have you watched Death Note, Brian?
Watched it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck you up. That's the older brother from the Naked Brothers band.
Hey, man, did you watch the movie adaptation on Netflix?
Yeah.
I'm going to hurt you.
That's okay. The only thing I've seen. But, did you? It's the older brother from the Naked Brothers band.
All right. So one, the older brother from the Naked Brothers band thing is definitely fucking with me.
Yeah.
Two, that's such a horrible representation of what Death Note was that.
So, before we go,
please try to forget it.
I realized this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And
good.
I was like, that's weird.
Okay.
Yeah. Then I was watching Jumanji, right? And I'm staring at this guy's fucking mole, man. I'm like, like you are familiar to me. Who are you? I found out. He is the younger brother from the Naked Brothers band.
Why do
so,
they have actors?
Listen, they are out here doing their thing, or trying.
In secret, I mean, though.
Well, better off for Death Note, I guess.
Yeah. But I think they don't... very strange. Well, yeah, the Death Note movie...
You remember that dude's fucking bandana, man? Like, come on now.
I just remember him singing, and it was like a reality show, but not. And it was just... Oh my god, I tried so hard to wipe it out of my fucking brain, dude. The Naked Brothers band and the Jonas Brothers TV show. I try to sweep from my brain every chance I get the fucking ability to, man. Because, actually, I mean, the Jonas Brothers TV show was mildly funny, actually. Naked Brothers band was so strange. But regardless, Death Note, the movie, is the Avatar The Last Airbender of movies.
Yeah.
The show,
Dragon Ball Z Evolution.
Yeah, get the Dragon. Oh my god, I can't believe someone let that get made. I'm fucking so mad and pissed.
Do you think they high five when they got done talking about it in the writer's room? They were like, I like it.
I think those people also made the movie Hurricane Heist. Did you see that shit on Netflix, dude? No. Oh my effing goodness, bro. There's a movie called Hurricane Heist, okay, where the world's strongest hurricane, okay, is going to devastate this small town.
Oh,
however,
no.
The small town just so happens to be where one of the U.S. Treasuries is, where they, like, shred and make money at, and everything. But it's, like, in a small town, so, like, it's, like, a small town and then one heavily guarded army
What's
facility.
That?
Where they're making and printing money, and that's why she's out in the middle of nowhere, you know? But now, a Category 8 hurricane, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, right. Is about to fucking sweep through this fucking small town.
Right.
So then these guys are like, well, shit. I
Wait
don't see why we don't
second.
Rob this fucking treasury
okay.
of all the unshredded money in the middle of this hurricane. So they're like, we're going to use stormproof vehicles and shit. And the whole concept, which almost sounds cool, bro, is that they're going to take stormproof, storm-chasing trucks and 18-wheelers with giant fucking spikes to keep them on the ground and shit, and they're going to rob this fucking treasury. However...
Wait, listen to me. How did they get enough money to get the equipment to pull off the heist that they're robbing the place for money?
Because it's like one-third, like, the inside job... And, like, one-third not.
Okay.
So it's, like, there's, like the guys with, like, the main money are.
Guys, I had to rebrand my social media because my boss is following me now.
So, rebranded. I love it.
That's absolutely hilarious. They basically, yeah, so it's basically, yeah, they're trying to steal shit. Anyways, what I'm getting at is that the acting is absolutely trash. And it's horrible, and it's the worst written movie in the world. There are five actors in it with Southern accents, and none of them are real. It's like the guys who wrote this movie were like, shit, do people in the South act? Not as far as I know, let's just get some guys to do some accents. Like, it was, and every accent's fucking worse than the other, and it's horrible. And the plot of the movie is so fucking bad. Because how I explained it was the best way I possibly could. What I'm forgetting about is the brothers that watched their dad get killed by the same storm that actually came through 20 years ago. Listen, and now the storm's son is actually what's coming through again.
Oh, hurricane-ized?
Yeah. And when they watched their dad die, there was a skull in the clouds. And it stuck with them forever. Okay? And he was crushed by the storm. It threw a truck at him.
Are they serious? It wasn't a truck. It was like a circle ball thing.
They're dead serious. And so then now this storm is coming back to ravage their town. And like the one brother's a drunk and the one brother's a meteorologist. And so the meteorologist has the stormproof vehicles and the drunk has the like shooting skills or something for some fucking reason. Okay. Dude, definitely. Yeah. And then it's like the sheriff of the town is on the inside, like okayed it. So he basically like sent all the cops out to do, like, stupid shit or, like, dumb tasks or whatever because he's the sheriff and he's going to take a portion of this. $600 million is how much money is trying to be stolen in this movie. So he's, like, going to get a portion of that. So he's, like, even money. Cops evacuate the
that's
city, you know, like...
battle a hurricane.
Exactly, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'd battle a fucking Category 8 hurricane for $600 million. Yeah, some strong winds. Like, fuck it, yeah. So they're literally like, well, our town's basically going to get destroyed. Everybody get the fuck out. And so it's, like, only the people at the army facility. And then the hackers that are supposed to keep the vault safe were the ones that were like, fuck it. Like, it was like their idea. And then they recruited the army guys that were guarding the money. And so they had the guns. And then they got the sheriff on the inside. And then it was like one security guard who was like a female who wasn't in on it, who realized what was going on. Then the two brothers who realized what was going on. And then... then that was it. And so it was the two brothers and the security guard girl trying to, like, face off against this small army, except the acting was horrible and the plot was horrible and the voices were horrible and the audio was horrible and the visual effects were horrible. And it was so bad. Dude, he slid under the door at one point and it was so effing funny. It's the funniest 4 seconds of cinematic history I've ever seen. There's, like, a door, and so the scene is, like, guys running, he's gonna, like, slide under the metal gate before it closes type shit or whatever, you know? On God, the scene is the door goes to start shutting, and the guy goes, like, into the next frame. And you're like, this is a real movie. This is a real movie. They came out, like, a year ago that was produced by real people. And the guy that directed it directed the first two Fast and Furious movies.
Interesting.
And, like, it's real. And Johnny Boy was sitting there absolutely flabbergasted. Johnny Boy said he had to turn it off. Like, me and Skylar left to go to the dispensary at one point. It was when we made our 3-hour scooter drive, thank you. And during that, the movie was still playing. And we got back and Johnny Boy was like, by the way, I don't even know how the movie ended because I couldn't finish it. I had like 20 minutes left and I had to turn it off because the accent was pissing me off so much. Jeez. Oh, it's fucking comedy.
Ugh. Hi!
How's your social media? Y'all good now?
Yep. Okay. I'd like some pictures on Instagram and some captions for the work.
Delete some pictures and captions, I understand that.
Lila's sleeping, I'm down to wait.
Oh, no, hey, she's
out. Gone, bro.
She left like 6 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I forgot to tell you.
No worries.
Comedy. Yeah, we can dip. Scott does have a dog to take out.
I'm thinking about, like, a monster this morning. So I was gonna, like, run to Refo or maybe get breakfast somewhere.
Breakfast. Well, I'm gonna hit the downtowns. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yep. I got paid, so I'm up to negative 200.
I have $15. That should be enough for both of us to eat, right? Or will it be like 20?
If we both just got breakfast sandwiches, yeah, it would only be $6.
Yeah, if we both get a breakfast
sandwich. Oh, no, my breakfast sandwich is only $5.75.
And then my coffee is like $4, and my breakfast sandwich is like $4.
That's fine.
That should be enough, yeah.
I'll bring a drink with me. I don't need it.
My brother should be solid.
Sorry, Brian, do you want to do that? Do you want to go into the downtown cafe and grab a little breakfast and coffee? Or do you want to just say, like, we're for a wall walk?
Yeah, man. What you want to do, Brent Spolinski?
Thank you.
I mean, there is an option to take him up on hold, too, so you have that.
Thanks. Never forget. What am I doing right now? Phone. Okay, cool. Anyways.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome.